Hello and welcome to Postcast as the Utah Jazz hold off to beat the Portland Trailblazers after blowing a 23-point lead that got us all a little nervous tonight. Donovan Mitchell in the clutch again is the story, plus a Clarkson debut and a Joe Ingles start. We're talking about it all coming up on Postcast. Postcast is brought to you by the store located at 6200 South and 20th East. All your holiday needs, if you got a New Year's Eve party you're putting on, also located at the Gateway right down from us. That's where I was today. That's where I picked up the eggs and the Abigail's bread for my wife today. So that's where I was. Sorry, I was trying to move a chair back there. I almost fell over. It was almost really funny. All right, Ron Boone, Jazz hold on, win this ball game. They actually go wire to wire. It just didn't feel like it. It got down to one after being up by 23. What's your thoughts on this one?
Well, you got the fans involved in that, that's for sure. They saw a very exciting basketball game. They saw the Jazz take the lead and get outscored and then, you know, close it at the end. But it's not good to blow a 23-point lead, especially at home. But you got to give the Portland Trailblazers a lot of credit for the way they started. Well, they got hot for the most part in the fourth period, getting 39 points.
So we are live for you. Want to hear your chat room. We are live on Periscope at Locked On Sports, as well as on Facebook at Locked On Sports. We're also live on Locked On Live on Twitch, YouTube, and Facebook. So feel free to jump in and get your questions to us. We look forward to getting them late in the ballgame. Rudy Gobert really makes a bunch of plays. Donovan does the scoring load, but I want to talk about Rudy's plays. Two offensive rebounds late that maintained possessions, an incredible save to Bogdanovich for a three, plus an offensive rebound that leads to a Donovan three. Those are two plays. And then on the final, one of the final plays of the game, gets out, impacts it, so Damian Lillard can't get the shot off, comes back to defend Carmelo Anthony. Rudy, really, with the non-glorious but huge plays late.
Yeah, everything he did tonight seemed to be right on point, meaning even the defensive game plan the Jazz put together with him involved in it, you know, that seemed to work there as well. But those hustle plays, that's something you don't see a lot from him, or he hasn't been in a position where he had to make plays like that. But those were huge, probably won the ball game for us, especially the last one there where he ends up getting the ball to Bojan in the corner for a corner three.
There are four players in the NBA coming into this game who have scored more points in the clutch than minutes plays. They are Kyrie Irving, who hasn't played much and we're not sure when he'll play again, Joel Embiid, who won Christmas, James Harden, and Donovan Mitchell. And we saw it again. He scores 9 points in the final 5 minutes. What are you seeing out of this guy late in games?
First of all, his confidence is there. He's a superstar, and we know it. The rest of the NBA knows it. But, David, he gets into that 15 to 13-foot range in there, and that money, that shot is like money. I mean, he just works the defense. And I love the way he's using the rescreens. Joe Ingles there as well. Those rescreens is really making a big difference on how he's able to get in there offensively. What I think is more impressive is that, you know, the defensive plans, the defensive schemes that they put together is to stop Donovan Mitchell. He does this here. He does this there and that kind of thing. We want to do this when he does this, that type of thing. And he's still able to counter and get the job done.
Well, what's impressive to me right now, honestly, is his handle. I have always thought he had a good handle. I feel like it's tighter than it's been before. I don't know. I mean, there was just the in and out right. And maybe it's as simple as he knows what he's doing, right? So if the spider spin or the in, like, we didn't see the spin tonight.
No.
We saw the in and out. We saw that aggressive drive. I wonder, does that mean it slowed down? Like, I have a hard time. I guess here's why I'm stuttering. I have a hard time believing his handle's better. So what I'm trying to figure out is what has happened in his game late that's making it seem as though his handle's better.
What seems to me is that, you know, he's dribbling. You're absolutely right about his handle, but it seemed like he's dribbling the ball better. And I think it's all about, you know, I really can't pinpoint it, but I think it's all about the way he sets himself up to penetrate. The way he uses his dribble. I've noticed once he's driving to the basket, he gets between two guys and he pushes the ball ahead of him and catches up to it. That keeps it from getting stripped by putting that extra dribble right down close to you. You put it out in front of you, then you run up to it, and that's away from the defense.
And is the game slowing down for him? Is only in his third year still? I mean, he's going up against Lillard. He's in his seventh tonight, and they're going head-to-head late. Is he – is it, is – this all happening at a slower speed so you make the right decisions?
That happens. That really happens, and that tells you right there that he's grown into what we call a superstar in this league. And you hear all the greats talk about the game slowing down. And the way he's able to do things right now, you wouldn't have to think that that's definitely the case.
Jazz win another game that was within five in the final 5 minutes. They've actually won the most games of any team in the NBA. They're within 5 points with 5 minutes left, 14 wins on the season. Let's go to our chat room. Again, we are live on Locked On Live. You can jump in on that on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. We're on Locked On Sports for you on Twitter and on Facebook. Alex says Blazers never led. Kerrigan wants to meet Rudy's arm. JP says, when Conley comes back, Royce has to go to the bench so Joe can continue to start, right? It does seem as though Joe needs to be on the floor 30-plus. The concept was to have Joe play a little less to start the year, keep him fresh. Playing less doesn't seem to help him.
It does not. I think he's a better starter, and he helps the team get off to a good start. Now, Royce O'Neal, if he's not starting, will be the first one to come in the ballgame. His defense will be missed from that standpoint. But as long as the Jazz have a good feeling, team-wise, on how they want to defend guys, I think Joe can handle that. It's you know, having the guys one-on-one and that type of thing that he can't do. But that's a luxury that Quinn has. So it's better than the alternative of not having something like that.
Sometimes Joe guards the smaller players better because he's so big he actually can use the angles and his length than equal-sized players. The concern on this, by the way, would be is what it does to Boyan. Tonight, Boyan's getting beat up by Carmelo in the post. Think about that Laker-Clipper game, and they are certainly the best teams, but he would have to guard probably Paul George, which isn't so bad, but he'd have to guard LeBron James at the four or Anthony Davis at the four for the Clippers. I mean, for the Lakers. So there's a little concern on, you know, one of the reasons Royce was in the lineup to start was to take that physical beating in the first 6 minutes of the first and third and not wear our other guys down. That'll still be of a concern, but it may be outweighed by the other things. We're going to go on a win streak because Royce changed his Twitter, Avi, to Baby Yoda, says S. Breeze. I don't know this Baby Yoda thing, but it worked for Donovan. It seems to work there. Alex says, bench looks better with Clarkson. Do we expect that to continue any better? Or is it wait and see kind of scenario? So let's be fair. The plus minus on Jordan Clarkson was brutal tonight, but you do see something of what he can bring. What did you see, Ron?
Well, I thought he could score, and I like that because he's capable and is a threat. And I've said this many, many times. I like guys as a threat to have a big night, and he can very well do that. We saw how quickly he was able to put some points on the board once he went into the ballgame. He doesn't know the offense. He doesn't know the defense. But he knows how to play and put the ball in the basket. And anytime you have a player like that, you know, that's the reason they brought him here. They knew they had to get to strengthen up the bench, and hopefully he provides that.
Joe Ingles starts getting a bunch of comments. He was really special to start this game. Second biggest scoring quarter of his career.
Yeah, 14. I think his first quarter high was 15. And he had 14, but he got off to a good start. I mean, those threes is falling. They kept going underneath the screens. And I saw him use a rescreen more tonight than I've seen him use all season long. And that's what got him a couple of those three-point looks.
Is Clarkson going to become a better passer as he gets used to the team, or is this who he is? I think he'll there was a play specifically where he drove, both corners were open, he shot. I think he'll see that on film, and he'll have a coach who says to him, he is not a passer, though. He is a scorer, he is a shooter. But I think so is Moody, and he's become a pretty good passer and seems to be playing a comfortable game.
Yeah, he's going to learn that he doesn't have to, he might not have to work as hard one-on-one in order to get his offense going because of the way the Jazz play, use their offense. The good ball movement, the dribble handoffs, the breaking the paint, you know, that type of thing. He'll have to play a little bit different style, but I think he's going to fit in nicely.
Joshua McGrath says, can we protest TNT to stop picking our games? We need the local broadcast. It's 10 times better than TNT clowns. Okay, can we discuss this twofold here?
Yeah.
One, Kevin Harlan's my idol in, like, broadcasting. Kevin Claver and Kevin Harlan are my idols. I spoke with him for like 20 minutes before the game. He's the best. He's the best there is. If that's a clown, then I'm a fool. I have no idea what I am. Second thing is, there was a local broadcast for you tonight. Feel free to listen to the radio. Have a good night.
I have one more thought.
I was dropping the mic.
You got to remember, the TV revenue kind of drives the league.
Oh, yes.
You're talking about $2 billion to broadcast basketball games. So that's what makes the game where it's at right now, the TV revenue. So we know you don't like those, and we know we're the best. We know Craig Bolajack and Matt and Thurl, we know they're the best. You know, but just remember, those dollars from TV revenue has a lot to do with the success of this league.
And our final thing is, Potter G20 says hello from Bangladesh.
Bangladesh.
It's a global world, people. Feel free to listen to the radio. See you.